Ian's Gone Postal, Season 2. Episode 1. Electioneering, Part 1. Welcome back. Sorry it's taken so long to get another episode up, what with COVID, fuckhead Australian boyfriends and other really important things to do around the house. So, where did we leave off? Oh yeah, tragedy struck Ian and Sarah, and then it all ended with, what happens next? And Ian was all, I don't know.
In the road, you dauber!
Well, I do know, because I've been sent a script, and upon it lie the words tyres squeal as local town mayor Nigel the Shagger...
It's Le Shagger...
Le Shagger? This all sounds a bit familiar. Is this going to be an annoying societal reference or something? I mean, isn't there another Nigel?
Nope. Definitely not.
Fanny!
Right, well, you're the director. So, Nigel Le Shagger drunkenly careers around town in his drop-top Fiat Punto, blindly heading towards fate.
And come in!
Aye!
No.
I'm the bloody customer. I'm telling you I want salt and vinegar on my machanka.
Then, old Maggie, I'm going to have to ask you to depart my establishment. I cannot knowingly ruin my national pancake in such a manner.
Didn't be a dick, Andrew. Just give me my bloody food.
Get behind the counter.
What? Just give me my...
Now!
Shit!
Andre!
What have you done to my takeaway shop?
It's a drive-thru now. You can thank me later.
You fucking dickhead! You could have killed us!
Well, you're still talking, so I guess it turned out alright. Here, I'll take some of your machanka and some babka. Salt and vinegar on the lot.
Give me 5.
What?
In my country, we listen to our lord and governors. We cannot fight back.
He's no lord or whatever. He's just a monumental belly end of a local mayor.
You still here, dollface?
What you say?
Come on. Pretty young thing like you can't be that hard of hearing. Oh, mini night.
Want some more?
Old Maggie, no. He is our landlord, and if he is in hospital, he cannot rule over us. And who can?
Anyone would be better than this cock. Why don't you do it? Election's on this weekend.
Irate. Folks are in here voting for a foreign.
I am but simple takeaway. I small crime syndicate owner. I'm no politician.
And he is.
Is it possible that the man from Minsk with simple communist upbringing at the feet of a nuclear physicist and Olympic gymnast?
Yeah.
That I may rid my deadly moles of this evil director and lead it from the ashes.
Wait, is this a societal reference within a reference?
It's whatever you want it to be.
Do it!
Then I shall. I will become the greatest benevolent director this town has ever known.
Can I get my food now?
You can. How you people say it, you can suck my poppy. Old Maggie, you shall be my running mate. We need a genius person to front the propaganda department.
No one with a brain springs to mind. Actually, there is one lad, but he's going through a thing or two.
Who might that be?
Some chum for wee benevols? Lads, glass of milk?
Yes, milk.
Sarah?
Mum?
What? You okay, wee man?
Milk.
Where?
Here.
In local news,
thanks.
The Mayor's mayor, Nigel Le Shagger, was involved in a car accident last night in Little Mead.
Ian, you're coming to the counselling session today, right?
When approached for comment, Le Shagger responded, "Away and take your face for a shite."
How was that man still in charge?
Zombie.
I've booked him with Tim for the Savo.
And with the election this weekend too. Still, no one has the balls to stand up to him. What?
Nothing.
Right, I best be off. Enjoy school, boys.
Scott Morrison's hair transplant versus Tony Abbott's chauvinistic temptation.
You know you can do better than him.
Get your things together. We're leaving in 10.
Andrew Neil's Far Eastern Adventure, -3.
Everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of a team. Yes, the Lego movie made some sense on some levels, but those little yellow bastards never had to deal with my team. How long will it be before they ask the usual? One sentence, two, three?
Morning, Ian.
Posh lad.
How you holding?
Nora, Aveen, what's the news? Any gossip? Anything?
We were just talking about Le Sugar being at it again.
Why doesn't anyone run against him?
Who knows? It's a total mystery, like Bigfoot or Mrs. Brown's boys.
But don't all the sex scandals and drunken antics and, you know, the whole corruption thing matter?
Not come voting day.
Christ, not again.
Everything okay?
What? Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't it be?
You just seem a bit upset. Which is usually my speciality.
Oh, leave it, Plato.
You know, you can always...
I said, leave it.
So, have you thought any more about the whole taking some time off after the miscarriage?
I best be getting on.
Ian, would you just stop and think about this?
I'd rather not.
Then what about Sarah? Maybe think about her?
I've got letters to deliver.
How much longer till he goes full postal?
Doesn't he already deliver the mail?
What's wrong with taking a little time off anyway? You can relax with a bit of Countdown, Homes Under the Hammer, MasterChef, but... Sarah... Wait, are you afraid to take time off? Because you'd have to spend it with her. Nah, you still like her. Of course you do, right? Holy shit!
Here he is.
Ah, just the man I wanted to see.
The Chagurs really did a number in your shop.
He did indeed. But from the rubble of my broken takeaway, I am building a dream.
That sounds complicated.
And we need you on board to achieve it.
I've got a bit going on at the moment.
Just hear us out.
You know how to read, yes?
Yes.
And construct words that can be read?
I am familiar with sentences, yes.
Nice. You're our PR department then.
You're what?
I am running against Le Sugar this weekend for mayor, and I need you to lead my propaganda.
PR?
Ah, yes. The PR department machine. In return, I shall give you unlimited magicka for a month. Deal?
Wait, no.
It'll just be a couple of days off. Might even help clear your heads, aye?
Wait, I mean...
That is it settled, then.
What?
You start immediately, and I shall have one of my men do you around. Igor. No.
Igor.
The bag, Igor. Bag.
I'm not sure...
No, it's not really an option here. Consider it a public service.
But...
Vote for Sugar!
Fuck's sake, Two Eyes! It's Sugar, you fanny!
Really?
It's French.
But doesn't he hate the foreigners?
You sure this isn't referencing something?
Very much so.
Away with your mind tricks.
Sugar!
You really want that to win?
Suppose not. You sure Igor's up to delivering the mail?
Igor?
Igor.
Right.
Entrare? Sarah, hen, how's you holding up?
Aye, all right, Tim. Thanks for seeing us at such short notice. We just really needed a session.
I see. On the whole we thing... Isn't that a plural rather than singular?
Yep.
So, where is the useless... Wait, am I allowed to do the whole gossipy thing?
I'd rather you didn't. He is suffering too.
Damn.
So?
What?
Our session. Shall we?
Yep, defo.
Tim?
It's just... It's really hard to be a counsellor without being all judgmental and whatnot. Can't I just be a little bit bitchy? A smidge? I mean, he's not even here.
Fine. Have at it.
Amazing. Right. Where is the vaguely useless nugget?
Do you really think a bag full of poorly printed pamphlets and a local mayoral election is enough of a distraction? Well, are you still thinking about it? What are you thinking about? It's it, isn't it? That damned hospital. That damned roll of the dice and that damn...
All right, posh lad. How are you holding up?
Fine, absolutely fine.
And Sarah?
What are you up to?
I'm making sure you're all right.
I meant with the whole Le Chagour thing.
Aye, he's a bit of a fud, ain't he?
So why are you helping him?
It's, well, I'd best be going.
Don't think I won't get to the bottom of this. Right. Big smiles win big votes. Let's go.
Ian, how are you holding up, young man?
I'm wonderful, John. How did you know it was me? Are we still playing this game?
Well, Charlie and the puppies
are seeing dogs, yep.
And they tell me who's coming up the drive.
Uh-huh.
So, what can I help you with?
I'm somehow campaigning for Andre for mayor. He's running against Le Chagour this year.
About time someone ran against that muppet.
Stunning! So, I can count on your vote? Right. No one likes him, and he's useless at his job. Why do you lot keep voting for him?
He's, well, you know, got a good smile.
Oh, I give up. Here's a flyer for you to read. Might help you regain your conscience come voting time.
And smile. Nicely done.
Aye, what? I'm busy doing mayor shite. This better be important.
What opinion polls? When do you start running them?
Look, I don't give a flying monkeys what they say. You can't wait today.
I'm not playing here. You flip the names or you're getting a wee chap in the door from a familiar friend. You understand? Hello?
Fucker hung up.
It's only been one day and this Andre shite is already getting out of hand.
Aye, it's me.
Who the fuck do you think it is? Fucking Santa Claus! Again, it's the wrong time of year. Anyway, pipe down. We've got a wee problem with the local rag and I need you to sort it. Understand? Good. Get it done.
That's me done for the day.
You alright, Nora?
Right, it's rain.
Hear about Andre running for office?
Aye, but what's the point? You know as well as I do, nothing's gonna change.
But this time it feels different, you know?
Like how?
Well, there's an opposition candidate for a start.
And you're going to vote for him?
Fair point.
Again!
What?
Nothing.
Look, if something's going on, you know you can talk to me, right?
It's nothing, just this dickhead keeps... Actually, forget it.
I've been hanging around Ian enough to know when one of my employees needs help. What's going on?
Just leave it.
But...
I'll see you in the morning.
Okay. Alright, Ian. How was your... Wait. You're not Ian. Who the hell are you?
Igor.
Right. And what are you doing in Ian's uniform?
Igor.
I got that bit already. Now, where's Ian?
Hi, Evine.
There you are. Who the hell is this?
Igor.
He's Ego.
And what is he doing in your bloody uniform?
Vote for Andre? muppet that everyone hates but still votes for. I mean, this town's confusing at the best of times. But what the fuck is going on here? And here's more trouble. Andre!
Don't you Andre me. I have in my hand... What is this I have in my hand?
An opinion poll.
Yes, opinion poll. And it says I am losing.
And?
It is your job to make me win. I must win, and you and your mega PR brain shall win this.
But I'm a postman, not a PR expert.
You turn this around, Pavragian. You turn this around and I will reward you with my love and warm embrace.
I really didn't sign up for that.
But you lose. And it will be your soul.
Maybe his balls work better. You really need to work on your threats a bit more.
I see. Did you hear that?
Yep.
Good.
Great. Just bloody great.
Ian!
Not now, Tim.
What are you all dressed up for?
Vote for Andre?
As mayor? Now there's a splendid idea.
So I can count on your vote?
Good God, no. That just won't work.
Why? Please, just tell me, why is everyone...
It is what it is. Anyway, I had my session with Sarah earlier.
Session? What session?
The one you were supposed to be at.
I think I would have remembered that.
Maybe you did and just didn't show up. I know I'm supposed to play the counselling superstar who will naturally take one side and just pummel the partner into submission.
That's really not what counsellors do.
But there's some actual damage here. I shouldn't be saying anything. And in my opinion...
I didn't ask for that.
She really is too good for you. However, she does actually seem to like you. So for the love of God, will you just sort yourself out before you end up hurting her? Please. For little old me.
Vote for Andre? Afternoon, Benables. Sarah?
Where have you been?
I've been... Well, doing canvassing for Andre and for the mayor's election.
He's running? That'd make a nice change from Le Chagur.
Are you not going to ask why? Doesn't it seem slightly strange that I left the house this morning as a postman and then came back as a political tool?
When it comes to you and the carriage that followed you around, it's sometimes best just to leave it.
Okay. Anyway, I'm guessing you're still not going to vote for him.
No point in wasting my ballot.
Oh, I can't take this anymore. Just tell me, why?
I think we've got some more important things to talk about.
Such as?
Seriously?
I need to know the problem if you want me to fix it.
This whole damn situation. Yes, we lost a child together, but it can't just be me that faces this alone. We have to sit down and talk this through, or... Don't answer it.
It's Andre. I can't not answer it.
You see, this is exactly the bloody problem. Any time our trauma is in front of you, you just bloody well run away from it. Just talk to him. Benable's just shat on the floor anyway.
Ooh. Look, Andre, now's not really good. Wait, what? Is anyone hurt? Just stay right there. No, I'll be right over.
What?
Someone just firebombed Andre's takeaway.
Ian's Gone Postal was created by Graham Cameron and Ian Cowan. Ian was played by James Kane. Sarah by Yvonne Smith. Blind John by Evans Dixon. Yvine by Kirstine Swinney. Old Maggie by Claire McEwen. Giles by Lachlan Gray. Junior by Callan Gray. Andre by William Campbell. Tim by Mike Sutherland. Voiceover Person by Charlie Ryle. Two Eyes and Igor by Alistair Rennie. Nigel Le Chagur by Chris Martin. And Nora by Lauren May. The podcast was recorded and engineered by Murray Collier at La Chunky Recording Studios, and the credits were read by Charlie Ryle. The music for this episode was by Blue Dot Sessions. This was a Feral Penguin production. For more information and other podcasts, please follow us on Twitter at @penguinferal.